This is up in Chapel. And a shelter and a playground. So they just close it. But that's.
No, it is a grueling schedule. Two masses.
Good morning. Is everybody being so kind as to silence your cell phones, please?
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 20th. Today we celebrate Saint Bernardine of Siena. Bernardine was the greatest preacher of his time, attracting huge crowds of listeners, sometimes as large as 30,000 people. When he was 20, he spent 4 months nursing patients of the plague in his hometown of Siena, Italy. At 22, Bernardine entered the Franciscan order. Following his ordination, he lived in solitude and prayer for almost a dozen years, but his preaching skills could not be ignored. He took to the road, always traveling on foot. Bernardine is credited with devising the symbol that has become synonymous with the holy name of Jesus. It's the letters IHS, displayed against a blazing sun. In Greek, these are the first three letters of the name of Jesus. As devotion to the holy name spread, the symbol began to appear in churches, homes, and public buildings. Later in life, Bernardine served as the head of the Friars of the Strict Observance, a branch of the Franciscans which grew from 300 to 4,000 under his leadership. Returning to preaching the last 2 years of his life, Bernardine died on the road in 1444. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is a pretty day outside. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves for this celebration. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, who restores us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, grant your people constancy in faith and hope, that we may never doubt the promises of which we have learned from you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord, in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there, they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm is, "Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom."
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Alleluia. To suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter his glory.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Gospel reading this morning is taken from what has come to be called the Last Supper Discourse in John's Gospel. We will hear bits and pieces throughout the week, and especially this weekend, from there. On the night before his passion and death, Jesus is depicted as speaking at length to his disciples who were distressed at the prospect of Jesus leaving them. In this morning's gospel reading, Jesus declares to them, "If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I." Jesus is saying to his disciples that if they really loved him, they would not try to hold on to him. They would let him go to the Father so that he can be present to them and to all disciples of every generation in a new, in and through the coming of the Holy Spirit. Genuine love for someone often means not holding on to them, but letting them go to a life that is fuller for them and ultimately fuller for us too. On a personal note, people have asked about Kay, how's she doing? My wife is Korean, and she has many family members in Korea. Some of them are quite elderly. And she felt it was important that at this time that she go visit with them. And so for close to a month, she has been gone. And as her spouse, as someone who depends greatly on her and misses her greatly, as well as our son and daughter-in-law miss her, it's tough to let go, even for a short time. But I know that I will see her again. In this case, she's due to fly back in tomorrow. So I'm looking forward for that. I'm not looking forward to going to the Atlanta airport by any means. And I'm dreading the idea of $10 for an hour to park there. It's like, oh my goodness. But in this case, Jesus is leaving, and it's sort of going to be on a permanent basis, but they'll still be connected. So today we know how airlines work and such, and it's all. Unfortunately, sometimes it's a risky situation. But generally speaking, people leave and then they come back. For them to understand that he's leaving permanently, but he'll still be connected to them, even for the disciples that were so close to him, that's rather tough. We need to remember that genuine love for someone often means not holding on to them, but like I said, letting them go. In this case, to a life that is fuller for them and ultimately fuller for us too. This is the kind of love that Jesus is calling for from his disciples. A non-possessive love that surrenders to what God wants for him and for them. Genuine love delights in what is best for the other, even though that may entail a painful letting go for us. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
As we seek to follow Christ to fullness of life, we turn to him with our prayers and petitions. That the church may continue to be a witness of love and compassion for all people in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit may guide the efforts of decision makers to protect the dignity and sanctity of human life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all enduring hardships of any kind may receive the consolation of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That this Eucharistic community may be granted the gift of wisdom and fortitude, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the faithful departed may find peace and rest in our Lord's loving care, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God our Father, look kindly on our prayers and grant them according to your holy will. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. Let us offer the sign of peace to everyone. Peace of the Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. There are many people, even I have some family members, because I grew up Methodist, and I have a family that has a wide range of faiths. And they sometimes don't understand what it means for us as Catholics to receive the body of Christ. And so it is a blessing when we have people that are willing to take our Lord's body to those people that are unable to come to Mass. So at this time, who is receiving?
Please go with our mother care that you have a blessed day with the person that you're visiting. God bless you. Amen.
Yes, the first time I ever went to a Catholic church, it wasn't just because of receiving the body of Christ. This was before I went through RCIA. When I left the Mass, I said, I want what they have. So it wasn't just receiving the body of Christ, which is very precious, but the feeling of love and care. So we might, if we have some people that we know that are struggling, maybe we need to get them to come. Maybe they'll look around and say, I want what they have. Because we are truly blessed in this church. And it is sad sometimes when we have so many empty seats that we need to fill them up. We need to do our duty as Christians, as the first disciples did, to go and spread the word. And sometimes people may give you ugly looks or may say things, but they will know we are Christians by the love we share each other and how we treat each other.
Thank you.
If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall live with Christ also. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you were pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in the peace. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks.
Thanks be to God.
God bless. Have a great day.
I'm not awake. I'm living the dream. sudden, everybody came in like 20.
I know.
It was like,
I can't look 37.
I'm losing count. I'm hearing, talking. I think it was 36.
Okay.
All right. So okay. That was my ending. Was it okay?
It's wonderful.
I just totally came.